Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined with my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. College baseball season kicked off this past weekend.
Sure did.
It's a lovely display of a lot of offense and a lot of walk.
Sunday and today, there were some absurd scores.
Yes, there was. I'm sure we're going to find some time to talk about some of that in the upcoming podcast. But for today, and we've talked about this before, but I think there's another string that we want to pull, as you so eloquently described earlier, that it's one thing to watch college baseball. It's another thing to not get fixated just on the big name schools, right? Because I think that does not paint a complete picture of college baseball as a whole and what it takes to play, you know, specifically at the Division I level, because those are going to be the most accessible games for guys to see. Those top level teams are separating themselves because of the transfer portal and so on and so forth. So I think that gap's getting a little bit bigger, but I know you wanted to talk about this, so I want to kick it over to you to kind of kickstart the conversation on a more targeted and thorough way of tracking and following college baseball.
Sure. I don't know if I would call it eloquently today. I just threw it out in a text. But, I think it's important. You know, we cut a Watch College Baseball podcast, a long time ago. We've re-released it a handful of times just to keep people in the front of mind to go ahead and start watching it. And I think right now that being able to watch college baseball has never been more accessible than it is now. And I think that it's important if you're aspiring to play college baseball, we talk about this all the time, that you should go watch college games on the weekends when you have the opportunity, right? You know, it's a little bit harder in the Midwest and Northeast to kind of get out and watch games now, obviously, but as they start to kind of, Division III will start to fire up here. They've already played some games. Division II fired up at the beginning of February, so they'll be rolling here soon. Division III, a lot of teams, the Western teams have played, Southern teams have. There's a lot of people that are going south here in the next two weekends that'll really start to kick off the Division III season. In the Division I, I can't tell you how many games I watched this weekend on ESPN Plus. I watched everything from Arkansas, Washington State. Today I watched South Owl and Eastern Kentucky, which was actually a really good game for a Monday. It was a 2-1, well-played, well-pitched baseball game that I tuned in like fifth, I think, and I watched the rest of the game. It was really good. But my point, and I was thinking about it when I was watching, is like how many people are actually watching South Owl and Eastern Kentucky? Because it's not, let's face it, that's not a sexy watch from a baseball standpoint. But like there are some big physical dudes on the field playing baseball. And I thought that it was, if you aspire to get to this level, I think that you need to be able to, or you should be watching as much as you possibly can. And not just the Vanderbilts and the Floridas and the Arkansas and the Wake Forest of the world. Watch every single level that you possibly can. See as much as you can. I was watching Cal Baptist in Portland today. It got out of control, but Cal Baptist was pulling out like three dudes in a row who were like 6'6", and physical dudes who were playing. And I just thought that it was super interesting that, especially there, in the Northeast, there's a lot of schools that are on break this week. There's a lot of games that are going to be played. A lot of people played today. There's a ton of games tomorrow. There'll be games on Wednesday, and then there'll be a ton of games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. So go ahead and get yourself an ESPN Plus subscription if you don't already have one, and tune into some of these games that, like I said, they don't have to be the Vandies of the world. And those games are great. The Vanderbilt, who'd they play? Grand, Grand Canyon game on Friday was pretty good. I watched a little bit of that, you know, so there, like, there's a lot of games out there that you can watch. You know, I tuned into the San Francisco Dons and the Sac State Sacramento Staters over the weekend. I apologize to Sac State fans. I don't know your mascot.
I believe they're the Hornets.
The Mighty Hornets. Yeah, sure. The Mighty Hornets. They stung the Dons and the Dons stung them. You know, so I think that it was, you know, it's worth mentioning that, you know, it's when we talk about watching college baseball, it's all levels. You know, it's watching Division III and seeing what that looks like, and Division II, and, you know, tuning into the Division I's. Like, you can watch a lot of mid-major Division I baseball and, you know, and kind of get a feel for what it looks like to play at those levels. And, you know, that's not to say you can't tune in. You know, Wake was playing Marist and LIU. You know, I watched some of those games, obviously, because we played at Marist. You know, and some of these, you know, Florida played Air Force. You know, so, like, you can see some of the mid-major teams square off against the big guys. You know, but also, you know, tune in and watch some of those mid-major teams squaring off against each other and see what it looks like.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be gained out of trying to watch a diverse set of games, right? To your point, like, you get to see what some of these, you know, quote unquote mid-majors or smaller schools are running out. And in some cases, you're going to see some scores that are going to be like, oh, wow, that team's way better than that team. And that may be true. But I also think what you'll find when you dive into this is that the physicality and some of the skill sets aren't all that different, right? You look at some of these mid-majors, I mean, shoot, St. Bonaventure ran a guy out there who was up to 102. And if you don't pay attention to college baseball, you don't understand that some of these smaller programs or mid-major programs are running out some really good talent. And it's just easy to gravitate to the SEC and the ACC schools because it's a great brand of baseball. I mean, it's absolutely legit. It's the cream of the crop. But getting a lay of the land in those other programs and starting to see what it takes to play at one of those really high mid majors, like a UNC Wilmington or a Charleston or a Northeastern or an Old Dominion, right? These are legitimate baseball schools with big leaguers coming out of these programs. And I think it gets lost on people sometimes that that's the level of play that is available at schools like that. And to your point around just how accessible it is, you'd be doing yourself a disservice to not take advantage of being able to watch these games and get a better understanding of what's out there and how they play. And you can learn a lot about where you might fit, where your gaps are from a physical perspective. I think it's huge for young kids to understand what these guys look like, how they move, how they compete, the demeanor, I think is a big takeaway. Being able to watch how guys behave and being able to really dial in on some of the nuances of the game. And you can start to figure out the stuff that guys are looking for. You can start to see some trends with what certain programs are recruiting. And I think that that helps you in your process as you go through it from a recruiting perspective, like being educated on this particular topic is important. It really is important. And, you know, when these Division III games start firing up, like, they're becoming more and more accessible. A lot of times you can get live feeds through the different websites. You know, it's not going to be ESPN Plus type stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have the opportunity to watch how some of these programs operate and what it takes to play on them. And I don't think we can stress it enough that, you know, if you're interested in playing college baseball and that's an aspiration that you have, you need to take time to watch these games, whether they're, you know, a live stream or if you're able to get out to a park on a Sunday, make sure you get out there and check this stuff out. I think it goes a long way and is a really valuable part of the process for everybody who's looking to play college baseball.
Yeah, I think the other thing too, and this is a broader conversation that we're probably going to have. I hope we can do this soon on a longer podcast with some people. But I think you can also discern a little bit in watching this that you can't just throw 92 mile an hour fastballs with nothing else and think that you're going to be successful against some of these hitters, majority of these hitters, anymore. And I think it, like, you know, when you're watching these games, you have to actually bear down on what's now. You don't get velo for everything on all these games. However, like you got to bear down and actually see what plays from a pitching standpoint, what guys are hitting, like what, you know, what's going on, what are they throwing, what pitches are they throwing and what counts, what are they doing here, what are they doing there, where are guys positioned, you know, and how are they going about defending baseballs, stuff like that. You know, have a little bit more, become a student of the game from the standpoint of watching it and understanding, you know, what is going on, not just, oh, he threw a fastball and it got hit. Like, go a little bit more in depth when you start watching this stuff. And please, any of these coaches who listen, can we please do away with the, like, 1-2 fastball up waist pitch that's not even close to a strike? Like, please. As a former coach, it breaks me. Like, the zones are tight. No one's chasing. And now all of a sudden you're backed into a 2-2 count. Like, please, just attack the zone. Goodness gracious. I saw so many of those this weekend. Ball, 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 2-2 count. Huh, what are we going to do? 90% of the time you throw a fastball in, it gets hit. Yeah.
Non-competitive pitches. As a former catcher, that's a tough one for you. Well, on that note, go watch some college baseball, dive into it, pay attention to the nuances of it. I think that's a big takeaway right there, exactly what you're talking about. Understand pitch mix, understand what guys are trying to do, and bear down on what it takes to play at those individual levels and see what you come up with. So get out there, watch some college baseball. Anything else you want to add, Coach?
Nope, nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.